I have to do this. Saskatoon radio station, Saskatoon guy with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and a guy that I know from a long time ago, Jorgen Hoos, the long snapper for the Rough Riders. And yet, I see you out here. You're working your tail off doing the workout thing. You're going to be 36 this year. Man, they still seem to have that enthusiasm to do what you love.
Yeah, no, thanks, Les. Good to see you again, too. I just love being out here. You know, I love football. I love being around the guys. There's always that new energy every year, that kind of back-to-school vibes almost. And, I mean, we got such a good team. So many good guys. It's hard not to be motivated. If you got to look for reasons to be motivated out here, there's a problem.
Yeah. The evolution of your football career. Wow. I mean, I can go back to when you were playing high school at St. Joseph and then end up at the Hilltops, and you were a linebacker. But now you end up with the long snapping thing, and you've been doing it for a long time. It's such a specialized thing that has come along. Why did it happen that way? Obviously, there's a need for it, because the quicker you get the ball back to the punter or the place or the holder, the easier it is to make things happen and not have disasters happen.
Yeah, no, I feel like transitioning from linebacker to long snapper is pretty natural. And I feel like you're seeing that a lot of places, you know, down south, up here. Whereas, you know, years ago, it used to be linemen that would long snap. But now it's you need to be able to cover. So transitioning from a linebacker position was pretty natural. And it's something that, you know, my latter Hilltop years, I kind of said to myself, listen, I think I might have a chance to go to the next level. This could be my ticket. And I really started taking it seriously and going down south to camps and just really spending a lot of time on it. And then when I was with the Rams, you know, that was my focus.
Yeah.
I still trained with the linebackers and did all that stuff to stay, you know, physically fit. And I do is, you know, the same workouts as everybody else, just to keep, you know, staying in shape. But yeah, that's kind of my goal towards the end of my Hilltop career and start of the Rams.
People snicker, fans from the outside snicker and say, yeah, but you spend your entire career hunched over, looking through your legs and throwing the football back to people. What kind of a job is that? But the fact is, it is so important and it is so technical nowadays.
Yeah, upside down and backwards is more upright to me at this point. No, you just get used to it. And I certainly enjoy it. And I'm still, you know, my 11th year with the team, 10, I guess, if you take that COVID year out. You know, I'm still looking for ways to get better.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps me going. It's kind of like a dog chasing its tail. You know, you never really do catch it, but you're constantly just trying to get better and chasing it.
Okay, so how do you go about getting better? What kind of goals are you setting in order for timing, in order to get balls back?
Yeah, you know, it's just basically the basics. And I got a coach in Wisconsin that I work with, Kyle Stettler. He works as Special Teams U is his name, brand name. And, you know, things I'm focusing on this year, you know, basic stuff. You know, not having my feet slide so I can transition to the block properly, you know, finishing with the hands, just, you know, little stuff like that. You know, throughout my career, my technique, nobody would notice this from watching, but it has changed over the years, and I believe I've become more efficient and gotten up quicker to block. So just little things like that, micro changes over the years. You can't do too much at once, obviously, but just over time, you just kind of make those little tweaks and just refine yourself year in and year out.
How difficult is it to block out the growls and the snarls on the other side of the line? Because you know that's happening with the guys on the other side trying to throw you off.
Yeah, then there's the psychology part to it. And you got to be able to compartmentalize, yeah. Because as a snapper, you're always going against better athletes in front of you. Yeah. And they're trying to take your head off. So you kind of got to just compartmentalize that and just focus on the snap and just say, I'll worry about that after. And then you get up and then you get your ass kicked. And then you just, you know, you run downfield.
Jorgen, before I ask you about this team again, I got to ask you about a favorite memory from your time with Sarge and the gang with the Hilltops.
Oh, you know what? I've got a ton of memories, but the thing when I think back and someone says Hilltops, the first thing that just jumps into my mind, and it happens every single time, is just accountability. And that's the one thing that and my high school coaches did a good job of that too, but Sarge, you know, it was just holding yourself and other people accountable, and I feel like in this world there's not a whole lot of that, and you know, the best way to form leadership is to have strong accountability. And you know, I think, you know, just on the other side, the best way to build resentment is lack of accountability. So, you know, it's so important to have, and you can you know, you do that, and you believe you have strong teams. The best teams I've ever been on have had strong accountability, and that's when I think back to why we did well, is that's what it was.
And you've got that here, I think.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. No, Mace has that instilled to us since day one in this culture. And the guys are all here they're the same type. They're cut from the same cloth, and it's done in a real healthy way, and I enjoy it.
And you guys seem to be embracing the expectations that are being hoisted upon you. I mean, everywhere I look and read, people are saying, hey, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are going to be a team that are going to have to be contended with, if not being a major contender for the Grey Cup this year.
Oh, 100%. And when I look back at my 11 years, I don't remember seeing a camp this competitive with this much depth at every position. So I'm hoping for big things. And obviously, it's just camp. We have to show it. There's a long season ahead, and staying healthy is a part of it. But, you know, to have that depth is nice, and hopefully it all pans out for us. But, I'm looking forward to big things this year.
Thanks for putting up with me, and wish you all the best this season.
Hey, anytime, Les. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You bet.